From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Louisiana's Prescription, Bayou State Answers to Health and Health Policy. I'm Wallace Watkins. Maritza Smith Romero was planning to study veterinary medicine, but that all changed in 1998 when she was paralyzed in a car accident. Ever since then, she's been adapting to a new way of life and to a new career.
Wake up. Include IOSTREAM. New line.
Smith Romero is talking to her computer. She controls it through voice recognition software. It's sitting on a table that's fixed to her wheelchair. She's in the middle of writing code.
Well, I can have this do a little math. Press Papa. Equal sign. Zero. Scratch that.
It wasn't until 2010 that Smith Romero thought about a career in computer science. She started meeting with a Workforce Commission counselor who talked with her about jobs she could pursue as a quadriplegic. It's part of a program offered to help people with disabilities prepare for and find employment. It was her counselor who encouraged her to try computer science.
That just kind of opened the door.
The program provided Smith Romero with tuition for her undergraduate degree, as well as a patient care assistant to go with her to school every day. Of the 20,000 disabled people the Workforce Commission served last fiscal year, 2,400 found a job. Now Smith Romero is working on her master's, and she's got the talent.
I applied for the Google Lime Scholarship, and that is a scholarship that is targeted directly to the disabled community, hidden and obvious disabilities. And there were 12 recipients of that scholarship from around the country.
Smith Romero was one of them this year. She's expecting to complete her master's degree in May. After that,
right now, I'd like to get out in the world and work, be a contributing member to the whatever workplace I'm in.
She'll keep meeting with her Workforce Commission counselor every few months, and together they'll begin looking for and applying to jobs. Wallace Watkins, WRKF News.